We're going to read a scripture today. Today's scripture is in Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 49.
我们今天读经的, 经文是从路加福音第24章36节到49节。
Okay. I'll read the English and Beatty will read the Chinese. As they were walking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you doubt rise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Touch me and see, for spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet.
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”他们非常惊怕，以为看见了灵。他说：“你们为什么惊慌？为什么心里疑惑呢？你们看见我的手，你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道我是谁。摸我看看，灵没有骨，没有肉，你们看，我是有的。”他说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。
And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, took it, and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled."
他们欢喜到不敢相信，并且很惊奇。耶稣说：“你们这里有什么吃的没有？”他们就给了他一片鱼。他们接过来，在他面前吃了。主对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在的时候对你们说过的话。摩西的律法、先知书和诗篇上所记关于我的一切事都必应验。”
And then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that Christ shall suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins shall be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are a witness of these things. And behold, I am standing the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high."
于是他们开了他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经，又说经上这样记着：耶稣必须受害，第三天从死人中复活。人要奉他的名传讲悔改以赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直到万国，直传到万国。他们就是这些事的见证，我要使我父的应许临到你们身上，你们。 当在城里等候，只等到从上面来的能力。
We're very glad this morning that we have Joseph Wan here to share with us God's word.
我们非常高兴今天早上宛纯林传道在我们当中 与我们分享神的道。
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你，谢谢你在2000年以前为我们成就的这样的大事。
Lord, we thank you for 2,000 years ago you have accomplished the salvation for us.
主，你借我们脱离罪、死亡和魔鬼的权势，并赐给我们在你里面全新的生命。
You delivered us from the power of sin and death and the power and of Satan that we can have a brand new life.
愿你今日复活的大能再次临到我们。
May the power of your resurrection once more come upon us.
使我们更加清晰、更加确切地知道你给我们的恩典是何等的大。
So that we can even more clearly understand this, the salvation you provide for us.
帮助我们一同在你的话语上得建造。
And pray that you edify your saints through your word.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
垂听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 主复活了。
The Lord has resurrected from the dead.
大家知道传统在教会传统当中复活节的问候就是主复活了。
This is the traditional greeting in the church Then on Easter Sunday, we say the Lord has resurrected.
那回应性呢是主果然复活了。
The response should be He has risen indeed.
因为圣经实际上就这样记载的，主显给西门看之后，门徒就承认主果然复活了。
Because this is what's recorded in the Bible that when God revealed Himself to Peter, and this is a response.
就是我们刚才读的这段经文之前的前两节，三十四节就说主果然复活了，已经显给西门看了。
Before the passage was just read in verse 34, that the disciple says, indeed the Lord has resurrected.
所以在后来呢，在就变成了教会传统中复活节的这样一个问候方式。
And thus becomes a standard greeting in the church afterwards.
那我来问候大家，大家回应好不好
？So I'm going to greet you now, and you respond properly.
为了整齐，我们就用英文哈。
And we're going to use this verse.
He is risen.
He is risen.
Yeah. 所以这件事呢，我们这样宣告出来，它就成为我们基督徒生命当中极其重要的一件事，而且成为支配我们生命的一件事情。
Because we have Lord has resurrected, and this has indeed the impact of all our lives, and this is the proclamation we live by.
大家知道，我们常常把我们信仰的关注点放在基督的受死上。
I think we Christians often put our focus of our faith on the death of the Lord.
这一点并没有错。
This is perfectly right.
但你要知道，基督的受死之所以成为我们信仰的关注点，是因为后面有复活。
But the Lord's death on behalf of us, that becomes our focus, because he resurrected, 3 days later.
也就是说，如果没有复活，基督只是死了，那我们所信的也就变成枉然的了。
And if Christ just died and didn't resurrect from the dead, then our faith is still in vain.
我们的信仰就失去了这样一个力量和意义。
We lost the strength from the resurrection of the Lord.
是复活，是基督战胜死亡，才给我们的信仰注入全然的这样一个生命和活力。
It is Jesus' resurrection that He overcame death that He gave us the power of our faith.
所以说，复活对基督徒来说是极其重要的。
Therefore, a resurrection is very important to Christians.
我有一个信佛的朋友呢，他曾经跟我说，你们这个非常好。
I have a Buddhist friend that once told me, your faith is pretty good.
说你们这个基督教的复活的观念呢，比我们佛教当中这个轮回的观念要好。
He says your Christianity's resurrection is better than the reincarnation of the Buddhism.
他虽然是在恭维我。
He's trying to compliment me.
但我马上指出他的错误。
But I immediately point out the error of his thinking.
我说复活不是一个观念，而是一个事实。
I say resurrection is not a concept but a fact.
因为对他来说，轮回是一个观念。
For him, the reincarnation is merely a concept.
因而他猜测复活也是一个观念。
And therefore, he thinks that resurrection of Christ is also a concept.
他说大家都说复活，但是该死的实际上还是得死。
But he says, although everybody talk about resurrection, but people still die.
只是在这些无法改变的死亡的事实面前，加一点自己的自我安慰罢了。
He says this is just merely a comforting thoughts for Christians.
让我指出这是错的。
I point out to him that this is wrong.
因为圣经从整体而言呢，是并不是传递某种理论和观念。
Because the Bible as a whole is not trying to just merely teaching us some kind of a philosophy or concepts.
而是在讲已经发生的和正在发生的，以及将来必定要发生的这些确切的事情。
But Bible's teaching what has already happened, what is happening now, and what will happen. Bible's teaching these facts.
这些事情并不是在理论世界和观念世界发生的。
These things don't happen in people's concepts. It's not a conceptual thing.
而是实实在在的在人类的经验当中，是很真实的经历这些事件。
But powerfully realized in history and in people's lives.
所以复活也是这样，它不是一个理论、一个观念，而是一个历史事实。
The same likewise with resurrection. It's not a concept, but it's a historical fact.
所以今天有人他并不相信复活。
People sometimes today people do not believe in resurrection.
当他们看到门徒宣称主已经复活的时候
when they see that the disciples proclaim that Christ has resurrected from the dead,
他们有自己的解释
they have their own interpretation.
他们说这些门徒呢是一群和我们非常不一样的人
Now, these people are not Christian. They are people who are very much unlike, different from us.
这些门徒呢极不正常他们痴迷的相信到一个状态呢武断的去相信耶稣
They think that these disciples of Jesus they are abnormal and they are foolishly believe in the resurrection.
但是后来看到耶稣死了
But later they saw that Jesus died.
他没有办法就编出一个复活的道理来自我安慰
And out of desperation, they fabricated the story of the resurrection.
但事实上如果你认真读圣经的话你会知道其实不是这样的
But if you carefully read the Bible, you know, that's not true.
和他们认为的恰恰相反。
Just exactly the opposite of what they believe.
门徒对耶稣复活的这件事情从头到尾都和我们正常人非常一样。
The disciples' response to the resurrection, their response is pretty much like the rest of us.
他们也表现出这些人性的软弱。
They did believe what Jesus told them. This is the weakness of the human flesh.
所以他们不是信到一个痴迷的状态，一心武断地相信耶稣的复活。
So they didn't fall into some kind of disorientation and falsely believe that Christ resurrected from the dead.
恰恰相反。
But exactly the opposite.
当时的门徒呢，实际上是深深地相信耶稣已经死了，而且根本没有复活这件事情。
But at the time, disciples believed know that Jesus indeed truly died and he didn't resurrect from the dead.
是后来发生一系列的事情改变了他们的看法。
But a whole series of events happened that changed their mind.
而且不是一个人的经历而是众多门徒的经历。
This is just not one disciple's experience, but many disciples' experience.
也不是一次性的事件而是一系列的事件。
It's not just one single incident, but a series of incidents.
彻底改变了他们的观念。
And this drastically changed their view.
所以如果我们看路加福音24章整章的内容呢
If we look at the Luke chapter 24, the whole chapter,
我们把其中的几个故事如果串起来看的话可以得到这样一个结论
If we string together several incidents, we can come to the following conclusion.
门徒经历了一个改变的过程
The disciples experienced this change.
从不信到信
They went from disbelief to belief.
从迷惑到确知
They went from perplexity to certainty.
也因此从沮丧失败到刚强得胜的过程。
And therefore they transformed from being frustrated and disillusioned to one of strength.
所以24章一开始的时候就说七日的头一日那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到耶稣的坟墓前结果看到了一个空坟墓。
In the beginning of Luke chapter 24, we read that the first day of the week, and there were some women who took spices, and they had prepared to the tomb.
但结果看到一个空坟墓。
But they saw an empty tomb.
Yeah. 然后有两个天使对他们说话，说你们为什么在死人中找活人呢？
That two angels appeared to them and said, why are you looking for the living among the dead?
他已经复活了
He has resurrected.
你们要记得他从前对你们讲过的话
You have to remember what he told you before.
他告诉你们他要经历这些事情
And he told you he's going to experience these things.
然后这些妇女呢就去告诉门徒
And then, then they went to tell the disciples.
大家记得门徒什么反应吗
What's the response of the disciples?
经文说门徒认为这些妇女是胡言是无稽之谈就不相信
And the disciples saw they were kidding and their foolish tales.
看到吗？门徒的第一个反应是不信，对不对
？You see, the disciples' first reaction is they don't believe the resurrection.
后来彼得也跑去看，结果也看到空坟墓。
And then Peter went and saw an empty tomb also.
他发现这些妇女没有胡说，他们的报告是真实的。
And he found out, yeah, what the women were telling is true, what their report is true.
于是经文说彼得对所发生的事情感到非常惊奇
Peter was very surprised at what happened
所以这是门徒的第二个反应他们非常惊奇
So this is the second response of the disciples They were very surprised
第三个反应就是门徒在去以马忤斯的路上主向他们显现
And then the third incident is on the road to Emmaus. The Lord appeared to the disciples.
其中一个门徒的名字叫格留巴。
And one of the disciples is Cleopas.
实际上与此同时呢，主也在另一个地方向西门显现。
And at the same time, the Lord also appeared to Simon Peter.
以至于格留巴和其他门徒聚在一起的时候，就彼此说：“主果然复活，已经显给西门看了。”
So when later when Cleopas and the other disciples were gathering together, they say to one another, indeed the Lord has resurrected and has appeared to Simon.
所以到此为止呢，我们看门徒可以说真的开始相信了。So
at this point, we can say that the disciples truly believed.
大家看到吗？他们是被一系列的事实改变的。So
you can see that they were changed by the facts, a series of facts.
所以他们经历了一个从不信到信，从迷惑到确知，也因此从沮丧失败到刚强得胜的过程。So
they went through a process from unbelief to belief, and they went from perplexity to certainty, and they changed from frustration to strength.
所以24章的最后一个故事就是我们今天读的经文。And
this last incident, which is was recorded in end of chapter 24, Luke. Which is what we read today.
我们看到耶稣再一次向门徒显现。And
Jesus once more revealed himself to the disciples.
但这次呢，不是在路上，而是在他们居住的地方。But
this time it's not on the road, but it's the place where they live.
进入了他们生活的情境当中，向他们显现。And
Jesus entered into their daily lives and appeared to them.
而且不是向一两个人显现，而是向整个使徒的团队显现。And
he didn't appear to just to one or two, but to the whole group of disciples.
所以我们看到可以看到耶稣怎样安慰他们。So
we can see how Jesus comforted them.
体恤他们。To
have compassion upon them.
又给他们讲解圣经。Jesus
taught them Bible.
又给他们一个命令。And gave
them a new command.
所以通过这些途径呢，基督再一次的建造他们，来帮助他们确立信心。
So through these means, once more, Jesus edified them and once more strengthened them and gave them faith.
所以这是我们今天的重点，我们说复活的基督与门徒同在。So
this is the focus of our today's sermon, that the resurrected Lord is with the disciples.
并且安慰他们，体恤他们，给他们讲解圣经，又给他们命令。And
he comforted them, he had compassion on them, he taught them Bible and gave them a new commandment.
从而呢，帮助他们确立信心，而建造他们。And
he once more edified them and gave them a new faith.
所以我们首先来看耶稣如何安慰门徒。So
first, let's see how Jesus comforted the disciples.
经文说，当格留巴和另一个门徒把去以马忤寺路上遇到的情况报告给使徒的时候，耶稣与他们向他们显现。And
so Cleopas and the other disciple share with the other disciples what happened on the road to Emmaus.
然后基督向他们显现了。And
Jesus appeared to them.
36节说，他们正说话的时候，这时耶稣亲自站在他们当中说：“愿你们平安。”And
as they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you."
我想弟兄们，如果你没有读这些经文，你可以猜想一下，如果复活的基督面对门徒，他这时候应该对门徒说什么？
Now, if you can use your imagination, resurrected Christ, when he appeared to the disciple, what he should be saying to these disciples?
如果你还记得门徒刚刚对基督做了什么，我想你的期待呢？你，我想你恐怕不会期待基督直接向门徒问安。If
you recall what did the disciple just did to Christ, you will know that Jesus shouldn't have said peace to you.
实际上这些门徒呢，刚刚背叛基督。
The fact is, the disciples has just turned their back on Jesus.
他们不认基督，丢弃基督，
they deny Christ, they abandon Christ right away.
不相信基督，
and didn't believe in.
所以，如果你记得门徒刚刚对基督做了这一系列的事情，我想你恐怕不会期待耶稣的问安。
I think if you read the Bible and see what the disciples just did to Christ before the resurrection event, you would not expect Jesus to say peace to you.
你不一定会期待耶稣开口对门徒说平安这两个字。
You would not expect Jesus to say to the disciples peace to you.
我神学院的老师呢，有一位叫 Doug Duncan， 他很爱他的爸爸。
When I was in seminary, I have a professor named Dr. Duncan. He's very fond of his father.
Yeah, 他把他爸爸穿军装的照片和自己穿牧师服的照片在家里挂在一起。
On his wall, he hang a picture of his father in his military uniform and he himself in a suit, and they hang side by side.
而且他们神态都很相像。
And they look very much like one another.
有一天，当邓肯就跟我们讲，他在分享了自己年轻的时候和自己爸爸互动的一个故事。
And one day, Dr. Duncan shared with us what happened between he and his father when he was young.
有一天呢，他开着爸爸给他买的第一辆新车，把这个新车撞毁了。
One day, he totaled a brand new car that his father has just bought for him.
然后妈妈就把儿子领到爸爸的办公室。让这儿子自己跟爸爸说发生了什么事情。
And his mother took him before the father and asked him to tell his father what it is that he did.
然后爸爸得知情况之后呢，首先看了一下这个孩子有没有受伤。
His father first checked whether he was injured in any way.
然后发现这个孩子完好无损。
And he found out that Dr. Duncan was okay.
然后爸爸的怒气像火山一样就爆发了。
His father erupted like a volcano.
说你这辈子都不要想再开车。
He says you'll never drive for the rest of your life.
但过了几个小时以后呢，爸爸又一次提到这件事。
A couple of hours later, the father once more reminded him of this incident.
他说你不要想再开车。
He says don't you ever think you'll drive again.
但除非偶尔的情况下呢，我还可以让你再开一下。
Maybe some exceptional circumstances will allow you to drive once a while.
一回到了晚上。
But the evening came.
爸爸又对儿子说
And the father once more told him,
儿子你开车去趟商店给爸爸买点吃的回来。
His son, you drive to the store and bring me some food to eat.
大家看到吗？爸爸的怒气在一点一点的消退。
You can see that the father's anger was diminishing little by little.
但到邓肯说，我仍然记得在我刚闯祸之后，第一次见到爸爸时候那种恐惧。
But Dr. Duncan still remembered the horror he was facing when he was first had to appear before the father and explain what happened.
所以这里也是一样，如果你是门徒，你知道自己曾经背叛主，不认他，丢弃他，不信他。
And if you are one of the disciples and you know that you have just denied Christ, abandoned Christ, and disbelieved what he told them, then he appeared before you.
对，然后他出现在你的面前，你期待他开口说的第一句话是什么？
Then suddenly the Lord appeared before you. What do you expect him to say when coming out of his mouth?
我想恐怕一个批评和责备都是轻的，对不对？
Probably criticism, probably rebuke.
但耶稣说愿你们平安。
But Jesus says peace be with you.
所以亲爱的姐妹，我们的救主是蛮有慈爱和怜悯的。
So our Lord is full of compassion and love.
这不是第一次耶稣安慰门徒。
This is not the first time the Lord comforted the disciple.
即便是在他受难之前，耶稣也对门徒说安慰的话。
Even before he went on the cross, he comforted the disciples.
约翰福音十四章一节，耶稣说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”
In John chapter 14 verse 1, Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me."
我去原是为你们预备地方。并且还会再来 接你们到我那里去。
In my father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you that I go to prepare a place for you.
所以我们的主是蛮有慈爱和怜悯的主。
So our Lord is compassionate and merciful.
愿他的慈爱和怜悯还有他的饶恕能够成为我们今天的一个安慰。
May his love, his mercy, and his forgiveness become a strength of our faith.
也能够成为我们把他的爱和怜悯分享给别人的这样一个动力。
And also motivates us to share about his love with others.
另外我们也需要知道，当耶稣说愿你们平安，这句话不能理解为单单的是一个愿望。
And also we have to understand when Jesus says peace to you, we cannot just understand it as merely a wish.
这其实是一个命令句。
Actually this is a command.
Peace to you, 你们平安吧。
Peace to you.
所以注意这两者呢，实际上是有挺大差别的。
So a difference between a wish and a command, that's a big difference.
我想提醒的是，不能把这句话单单的理解为表达一个愿望。
I want to remind all of you, we cannot interpret this as merely a wish.
每到逢年过节的时候呢，我很多朋友给我发一些祝愿的信息。
In the Chinese New Year times, many of my friends would send greetings and blessings.
祝你身体健康，工作顺利，心想事成，万事如意。
May you be healthy and may your work be very successful and things that you desire come to true.
是我这些都是好词啊。
All those are good greetings.
一方面我听到很感激。
On one hand, I'm very thankful that they say these things.
但另一方面呢，我也感到有些无力和遗憾。
But on the other hand, also I know that this is I feel regret also.
我心想，哦，这都是好词儿，但是你们要说了算就好了。
But it's nice to have nice words to say to one another, but whether they come to true or not, that's a different story.
所以大家知道，人说的这些好话，充其量是一个愿望。
So we have words of blessing. At most, it's a wish.
但神如果对你说好话，那怎么说就要怎么成就了。
But if God says words of blessing to you, then whatever He says will come true.
Amen.
Amen.
如果他说他要赐给你健康，那你就一定会拥有健康。
If He's going to give you health, then you will have health.
如果他要在什么旨意在你身上要成就，那也一定会成就。
And if He has a command or mission for you, then it will be accomplished.
同样，他如果对你说坏话，那也是一样的，怎样说就要怎样成就。
And likewise, if God pronounces a curse upon you, it's going to come true also.
不过那就叫咒诅了，对不对？
So become a curse.
感谢主，我们这些信靠真心信靠主的人呢，已经不在咒诅之下，而在祝福里面了。
But those who have trusted in Christ Jesus, we only have God's blessing. We don't have the curses.
所以这里的重点，我想说的是，他怎样说就一定会怎样成就。
So the point of this is whatever Christ said is going to come into fruition.
当耶稣进来对他们说，你们平安吧。
When Jesus came to the room and says, "Peace to you."
你要知道，这对着门徒说你们平安吧的耶稣，就是在创世之初对这个黑暗世界说要有光的那一位神。
The Lord Jesus that said to the disciples, "Peace to you," is the same Lord that said, "Let there be light" in the beginning of the creation.
然后可以想象会产生什么结果。
So you can imagine what the result would be.
当神说要有光，就有了光。
When God says that there be light, and there's light.
于是当耶稣对门徒说平安，那事实上平安也会立时临到这些门徒。
So when Jesus said to the disciples, "A peace to you," then peace will immediately come upon the disciples.
即便外面还有这样的征战连连，还有逼迫。
Even though they're outside their persecution, there's still wars. Strife in this world.
他们也仍然能够深深地享有这个平安。
But the disciples can experience this peace.
享受这个基督以他的复活带来的平安。
Enjoy this peace that comes from Christ's resurrection.
正像耶稣曾经亲口说的，我把我的平安赐给你们。
Just like Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you."
我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁。
Peace I give you, not as the world give you. Do I give to you?
又说你们在世上有苦难，但你们可以放心，因为我已经胜了这世界。
You have trouble in this world, tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
所以主给我们的平安并不是一帆风顺，毫无波澜。
So the peace that God gives us does not mean that we will not run into difficulties.
而是风雨中的平安。
But peace in the midst of a storm.
是这个世界夺不走的平安。
And this is a peace that does not have, this world does not have.
即便是外面还有征战连连，还有逼迫，你心里仍然可以深深地享有这个平安。
Even though there are calamities in the world, even persecution for Christians, we can still have this peace.
所以这个平安呢，就是主赐给我们这些信靠他的人的。
And this peace is what God has given us to those who have trusted Jesus.
好，这是我们看耶稣如何借着他的问候来安慰门徒。
So this shows us how Jesus comforted the disciple with his greeting.
我们下面来看耶稣如何体恤门徒。
Now let's look at how Jesus showed compassion to the disciples.
37节说，门徒看到耶稣却非常害怕，以为看见了灵。
The verse 37 says that when they saw Jesus, they were startled and frightened as though they saw a spirit.
然后耶稣把手脚给他们看，让他们摸，说：“你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道我是谁。摸我看看，灵没有骨，没有肉。你们看，我是有的。”
And Jesus showed his hand and feet and said, "See my hands and feet. That is I myself. touch me and see, for spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have.
然后门徒又非常欢喜，经文说他们欢喜到不敢相信，并且惊奇。
And the disciples, they were joyous, they were marveling.
然后耶稣又说，你们这里有什么吃的没有？
And Jesus said to them, do you have anything here to eat?
他们就给了他一些烧鱼，他接过来在他面前吃了。
And he gave him a piece of boiled bread, and he took it and ate before them.
所以我们看到门徒这一次是真的相信了。
And so we see that the disciple this time they truly believed.
欢喜到不敢相信，并不是不信。
They were so marvel, and they find it hard to believe. Doesn't mean they disbelieve.
而是他们看到这么好的事情发生了，有点喜不自胜的感觉。
But they saw this wonderful thing happen, and they couldn't control their emotions.
所以呢，这里是他们看到了，也摸到了，于是就真的相信了。
So they saw and they touched and they truly believed.
虽然圣经并不是特别称赞这种看见了才相信的信心。
But this, the Bible doesn't particularly encourage those who believe only because they see their own eyes.
但其实这个看了才信的也是人最自然的一个反应，对吗？
But people who see and believe, this is the natural response of human beings.
但信的多马吗？
Do you remember Thomas, the doubting Thomas?
他不信基督的复活，对不对？
He doesn't believe the resurrection of Christ.
他说我非看见他手上的钉痕，因为指头探入那钉痕，因为手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
He says, unless I see his hands and mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will not believe.
但耶稣并没有怎么责备他，对不对？
But Jesus didn't rebuke him, did he?
而是对他说，伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁。
But Jesus told Thomas, put your finger here and see my hand and put out your hand and place it on my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Do not disbelieve, but believe.
然后多马马上俯伏在地说，我的主，我的神。
But Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God.
然后耶稣对他说，你因看见了才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
But Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
所以虽然圣经并不是特别称赞这种因为看见了才相信的信心。
So the Bible is not particularly fond of those who believe only after they have seen.
但其实这个看见了才信呢，也是人最自然的一个反应。
But the natural habit of human being is to see first and to believe afterwards.
所以主呢也体恤我们，他也接纳我们这样的信心。
So Jesus have compassion on us and accept this kind of faith also.
耶稣没有要求我们的信心一定要和我们的感官相抵触。
Jesus did not demand that our faith and our senses contradict one another.
反而是允许我们使用这些感官，从而帮助我们建立信心。
But allow us to use our senses to strengthen our faith.
不仅如此，后面的经文还说，耶稣问门徒说：“你们这里有什么吃的没有？”
So not only that, but Jesus, the later on in the passage says, Jesus asked the disciple, "Do you have anything to eat?"
他们就给了他一片烧鱼，他接过来在他面前吃了。
They gave him a piece of boiled fish. He took it and ate.
这表明基督复活以后呢，他有一个真实的身体是可以吃喝的。
This tells us that after Christ's resurrection, he has a true body which can eat.
我有一个朋友告诉我说，他家里最属灵的人是他家里上小学的一个女儿。
I have a friend, he says the most spiritual person in his household is his daughter who was going to elementary school.
他说这个孩子早上的时候会说耶稣受难时候说的话。
So in the morning, this kid would say, this daughter would say what Jesus said on his night he was betrayed.
他下午放学回来的时候又会说基督复活时候说的话。
And after school, when the little girl come home, he would say what Jesus said.After he resurrected from the dead.
我说哇这么好，那他都说什么呀？
So I said, whoa, that's wonderful. What did she say?
他说我女儿早上经常说我渴了。
He says, my daughter in the morning will say, I'm thirsty.
下午放学回来呢又会说你们这里有什么吃的没有？
When she come back from school, she will say, do you have anything to eat?
所以这是一个玩笑啊。
This is a joke.
这里的重点是耶稣复活以后他有真实的身体可以吃喝的。
But the point of this is that after Christ resurrected from the dead, he has a true body which he eats and drinks.
而不是像一个魂儿一样飘在那里，看不见也摸不着，不能吃喝。
He's not like a floating spirit that floats there, could not eat or drink.
所以门徒看到这个时候，他就相信，哦，这个身体是真实的，这是他，是我们的主。
So when the disciples saw that, they know that this resurrected body is real and he can eat and drink. This is their Lord.
所以这段经文呢，实际上告诉我们，第一，耶稣体恤我们信心的软弱。
Well, this passage tells us that Jesus has compassion on our weakness of our spirit of faith.
他并没有要求我们的信心完全和我们的感官相抵触。
Yeah, Christ did not demand that our faith and our senses contradict one another.
反而让我们使用感官来帮助我们建立信心。
But he allowed us to use our senses to strengthen our faith.
而且我们也知道，耶稣并不是像穆斯底主义所相信的那样。
And Jesus is not like the Christ portrayed by the Gnosticism of this, the heresy.
穆斯底主义相信物质是恶的。
The heretic sect Gnosticism believes that material things are bad.
所以耶稣呢，他就没有一个物质的真实的身体。
And they deny that Christ has a real body.
而是像一个魂儿一样在那里飘。
And that he's like a floating spirit.Floating in the air.
这是错的。
No, that's a wrong thinking.
复活的耶稣有真实的身体可以吃喝。
The resurrected Lord has a true body he can eat and drink.
因此呢，我们也可以盼望，当我们复活以后，也有真实的身体，像复活的基督一样。
So, we have the same hope that after our resurrection, we have a body just like the Lord. We'll be able to eat and drink.
哥林多前书十五章二十节说，但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20 says, But in fact, Christ has been resurrected, raised from the dead, and the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
所以他是我们的代表。
So he is our representative.
我们将来要像他一样复活。
That we will have be resurrected just like he did.
我们也要像他一样有这样一个真实的身体。
And we will have a new body just like his.
这是何等的盼望。
What a wonderful hope that we have in Christ.
后面的经文我们看耶稣又为门徒讲解圣经。
Then after that, Jesus taught Bible to the disciples.
并且开他们的心窍让他们明白。
The Lord opened their mind so that they can understand.
44节说主对他们说这是我从前与你们同在的时候对你们说过的话。摩西的律法先知书和诗篇上所记关于我的一切事都必定应验。
In verse 44, that Jesus said to the disciples, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
所以耶稣教导门徒说你们要回到神的话语上来。
So Jesus taught disciples that they need to go back to the word of God.
所以门徒需要知道是现在这里正发生的一切不仅主从前和他们同在的时候教导过他们了而且也都记载在圣经里面。
And the disciples have to understand what has transpired is not just exactly what the Lord told them what's going to happen, but actually they are recorded in the Bible.
所以这里说的摩西的律法、先知书和诗篇实际上代表了整本旧约圣经。
Here, the book of Moses, the law, and the prophets, and the Psalms, represent the whole Bible. The Old Testament.
因为希伯来语圣经呢，实际上旧约部分就分为律法书、先知书。以及以诗篇为代表的这个 writing 我们把它叫做圣卷
So in the, in the Hebrew Old Testament is classified divided into the book of the law and the prophets and also writings which is represented by the Psalms
所以耶稣说这些旧约圣经书卷当中记载的是关于我的一切事
So Jesus is saying all these prophecies concerning me in the Old Testament
所以那也就是说整本旧约圣经实际上是以基督为中心的
In other words, we can say the entire Old Testament is Christ-centered.
那有没有任何一卷书不是以基督为中心的呢
Is there any book in the Old Testament that's not Christ-centered?
No, 没有
No, there isn't.
这些书卷要么就是直接描述基督的
These books either they directly describe Christ
要么是预言和指向基督的
Or they prophesy about Christ, point to Christ,
或者是表明因为没有基督而造成极大的混乱从而我们知道需要基督的
or they point to the chaos in a country without Christ and the need for Christ
总之，整本旧约圣经是指向基督的。
And summary, the whole Old Testament points to Christ.
而且是围绕基督展开和写作的。
And it's written around Christ.
所以耶稣在这里对门徒说的话的意思是说，你们正在经历的这些事情，关于我的受死和复活，我曾经教导过你们。
And what Jesus, point of Jesus' teaching to the disciple is that these things that you are experiencing concerning me, concerning my death and resurrection, this is something I already taught you, and is also written in the entire Old Testament.
是的，已经记载在旧约圣经里。因而，它不是一个偶然的事件。
And therefore, what has transpired is not an accident.
而是上帝早已在他的计划之中的。
But it's already in God's redemptive program.
而且必定应验。
And they must be fulfilled.
所以这里我们可以看到新旧约的这样一个连贯性。
And this, here, we also see the organic unity between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以上帝从起初定立的这样一个救赎计划是一定要成就的。
So the redemptive plan that God has ordained in the beginning will be accomplished.
他对我们的应许也绝不会落空。
And therefore, his promises to us will not fall away.
Amen.
Amen.
然后怎么样呢？耶稣又开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经。
Then what happens? Then Jesus opened up their minds so they can understand the scriptures.
有没有经历过啊？这么多年都读同一本圣经，结果突然有一天，某一些经文就好像突然从书里跳出来一样，显在我们眼前。
Not only have you had experience that the same Bible you've been reading for years.One day, certain verse jumps up, jump out to you.
好像我们的眼睛被突然打开了。哦，我懂了，今天主把这些经文给我，正是我所需要的。
So it's like your mind is open, and the Lord today, let me understand this. This verse is exactly what I need for the moment.
然后充满喜乐。
And we fill with joy.
所以我自己常常经历这样的一个情况啊，
so,
经文明明就放在那里，牧师、神学院老师也多次讲到过。
And I have experienced that before.You know, these texts that we are familiar with and we have read many times and something that a seminary professor has taught.
但直到有一天眼睛被打开的那一刻，我才真正明白经文的意思。
But until one day my mind is open that I can truly understand the meaning of this verse.
倒不是说我原来智力不行，后来智力长吧。
It doesn't mean my IQ was low before, but suddenly increased.
我想主给我一些适当的经历。
But the Lord give me an appropriate experience.
然后又预备我的心。
And prepare my heart.
并且选择那天的时候呢，打开我的心窍，让我明白。
I choose on that particular moment, open my heart and let me understand.
所以这里的提醒就是，我们在读经之前要祷告，求主打开我们的心窍，打开我们的眼睛。
So this is a reminder that when we read the Bible, we should pray first and ask the Lord to open our mind.
这样我们就可以更多明白主对我们要说的话。
And so that we can more easily understand what the Lord has said, wants us to understand.
而且我们也应该经常地把自己浸泡在上帝的话语当中。
And we should also immerse ourselves in God's word.
所以通过读经啊，听讲道啊，增加这个曝光率。
So through the reading of the Bible and coming to worship, then we are exposed more to God's word.
对，我们就有更多的机会接触神的话。
But we can be immersed in God's word more.
同时也求神开我们的眼睛，把这生命的道显给我们看。
So that we also pray to God to open our eyes so that we can see the words of life.
所以这是给我们的一个提醒。
So this is a reminder for all of us.
最后我们来看，耶稣又给了门徒一个命令。
And then lastly we see that Jesus gave the disciples a command.
46到48节说，耶稣又对门徒说，经上这样记着，基督必须受害，第三天从死人中复活，人要奉他的名传讲悔改与赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直到万国，你们就是这些事的见证。
Verses 46 to 48 says, And said to him, this is said to them, this is written that the Christ should suffer on the third day, raised from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness of these things.
所以如果我们总结一下，耶稣在这里呢，实际上说了两件事情。
So we can summarize that Jesus said two things in these verses.
首先，他又一次强调了自己的受死和复活。
First, he emphasized his own death and resurrection.
紧接着，他又说了另一件事情。
Then Jesus said another thing.
他说：“人要奉他的名传讲悔改与赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万国。”
And he says that the repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem.
实际上，这里耶稣讲的就是福音的广传。
This is Jesus commanding them to proclaim the gospel.
所以先讲了自己的受死和复活，然后又讲了福音的广传。
First, he talked about his suffering, his death, and resurrection. Then he talked about the proclamation of the gospel.
所以我说，这是由一个两部分组成的结构。
So we have this is a two-part message.
这样一个两部分组成的结构呢，实际上在旧约当中也多次的出现过。
And actually, this kind of a two-part passage also a message appeared in the Old Testament.
但旧约呢，并没有提到基督的名字。
And the Old Testament didn't mention Christ's name.
但旧约会首先预言将来主要为他的子民行一件大事。
But the Old Testament prophesies one day the Lord would do a great thing for His people.
这是第一部分。
And this is the first part.
第二部分就是说这件大事的果效最后会传遍天下。
And the second part is that this great thing that the Lord is doing for his people will be proclaimed to all the nations.
也是这样一个两部分的结构。
This is also a two-part structure.
我们来举个例子，在以赛亚书的12章1到6节。
In Isaiah chapter 12 verses 1 to 6.
我来为大家诵读，我们先读1到3节。
I'll read the verses 1 to 3 first.
到那时你必说耶和华啊我要称谢你因为你虽曾向我发怒你的怒气却已转消你又安慰了我看那神是我的拯救我要倚靠他并不惧怕因为耶和华神是我的力量我的诗歌他也成了我的拯救所以你们要快乐地从救恩的泉源打水、
Isaiah chapter 12 verses 1 to 3 says You will say in that day I will give thanks to you O LordFor though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
这是第一部分。
So this is the first part.
四到六节又说，当那日你们必说，要称谢耶和华，呼求他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为。使他们谨记他那至高的名你们要唱歌赞美耶和华因为他做了极美的事愿这事传遍全地西安的居民啊当喊叫欢呼因为以色列的圣者在你们中间是伟大的
And the second part is verses 4 to 6 And we read And you will say In that day Give thanks to the Lord Call upon his name Make known his deeds among the peoples Proclaim that his name is exalted Sing praises to the LordFor he has done gloriously that he made known all the earth. Shout and sing joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.
所以我们总结一下，这里也是一个由两部分组成的一个结构。
So we mostly see that in Isaiah passage, there's two parts to this structure.
一到三节呢，讲了神对他百姓的作为。
Verse 1 to 3 says God, what is done to his people.
主曾经向我们发怒但现在的怒气已经转消主又为我们施行安慰和拯救。
That Lord once was angry with his people, but that's just a temporary and a short term.
其实呢这里就是福音的信息。
Actually, this is the gospel message.
经文讲神对他的百姓发怒。
Jesus, this verse is God angry with his people.
但这个怒气呢由代表神的百姓的基督承受了。
And this anger was endured by Christ who represented God's people.
然后神又借着基督的复活为我们挪去了死亡安慰和拯救我们。
And then God through the resurrection of Christ removed this threat of death and comforted us and saved us.
因此这样的死和复活呢就成了我们救恩的泉源。
So this death and resurrection becomes the source of our salvation.
我们可以快乐地从救恩的泉源打水
so we can come to the spring and get draw water
所以这是一到三节内容讲了上帝对他百姓的作为上帝施行救恩
so this is verses 1 to 3 that's about what God has done to those people and that he has redeemed them
而四到六节呢讲的是上帝的百姓对救恩的一个回应
and verses 4 to 6 is God's people's response to salvation
这是对上帝救恩事件的一个后续事件。
And this is what happens after the salvation.
那是什么事呢
And what is that?
就是我们要在万民中传扬他的作为但愿这事传遍天下。
So we're going to proclaim what God has done for his people through all the nations.
所以四到六节实际上在讲救恩事件之后的福音广传。
So verses 4 to 6 talk about the proclamation of the gospel after this event.
所以一到三节呢讲上帝施行救恩，对应我们今天的经文就是基督在这里所说的自己的受死和复活。
So verses 1 to 3 talk about God's act of salvation, and corresponding to our today's text is Jesus' death and his resurrection.
四到六节呢讲福音的广传。
And verses 4 to 6 talk about the proclamation of the gospel.
对于我们今天的经文就是人要奉他的名传讲悔改与赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万国。
And this is what Jesus says, that the gospel should be proclaim his name to all the nations, beginning with Jerusalem.
所以我们看旧约早就预言了基督的拯救以及福音的广传。
So we see that an Old Testament already prophesied the death of Christ, the resurrection, and the proclamation of the gospel.
So once
more we see the organic unity of the Old and the New Testament.
And
what's prophesied in the Old Testament is realizing today.
后面48节继续说，你们就是这些事的见证。
And verse 48 says, you are witnesses of these things.
所以耶稣说你们亲自经历这些事情，因而要成为这些事的见证。
And Jesus tells the disciples, you are experiencing this prophecy today, and they are witnesses of this prophecy being fulfilled.
实际上我们说这是主给我们的一个命令。
And this is also see, this is what the Lord has commanded us.
正像马太福音二十八章主给我们的大使命一样。
So this the great commission that the Lord has given us in Matthew 28.
我们要为主传扬福音。
We're going to proclaim the gospel.
成为为福音做见证的人。
And become witnesses of the gospel.
49节后面说，我要使我父的应许临到你们身上，你们当在城里等候，直到得着从上面来的能力。
And in Luke 24, verse 49, it says, And behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with your power from on high.
所以这里所说的我父的应许就是五旬节圣灵的降临。
And this promise that God and Jesus talking about is the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
所以耶稣门徒亲眼看到过基督的死和复活，并且从心里开始相信。
So the disciples with their own eyes witnessed the death and resurrection of Christ and believe in their heart.
这是主又应许他们赐给他们圣灵。
And God promised them the coming of the Holy Spirit.
让他们有从天上来的能力能够去完成要把这事普传天下的这样一个任务。
So they have this power from on high, so that they can complete this commandment to proclaim the gospel to all the nations.
所以弟兄姐妹，这正是我们今天在做的事情。
And today this is what we're doing in the church.
靠着圣灵加给我们的能力。
Through the power the Holy Spirit has given us.
我们为福音做见证。
We're witnesses of the gospel.
所以我们可以总结一下今天的信息。
Now we're going to summarize today's message.
我们说基督的复活对每一个基督徒来说都是至关重要的。
So the resurrection of Christ is so important to every single one of us Christians.
正是因为基督的复活，我们才成为这样一个蒙拯救、得赦免、在复活里有这样新生命的人。
Because of Christ's resurrection, that we are the ones who have been saved, we have forgiveness of sins, and we have resurrected our life.
所以圣经说在基督里因为基督的死和复活，我们就成为一个新造的人。
And the Bible also says, because of Christ's death and resurrection, we become a new creation.
注意，这并不是一点点思想境界上的提升和行为的改良。
This is just not a transformation, change of a mind or a little bit personal growth.
而是一个全新的创造 ，a new creation.
But we are part of the new creation.
也就是说，我们的所事，我们这个存在本身不再一样。
So in other words, our very being, our whole existence is not the same anymore.
我们成为一个全新的、不同于一个肉体生命的、全新的在复活里面的新生命。
We have a new life, a life that comes from the resurrected Christ.
所以人是什么就活成什么样。
So you're going to live out who you are.
是肉体的生命就活肉体的生命。
You are of the flesh, you live accordingly.
但人如果有在复活里的新生命的话，他的存在活动就有一个完全不同的意义和目的。
But if you have a life that comes from Christ, Christ's resurrected life, and you live differently.
所以这里就是这里所说的，主命令我们成为福音的见证。
And so this is what Christ has commanded us to become witnesses of the gospel.
就奉他的名传扬那悔改与赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万国。
So in through His name we proclaim the gospel to all the nations, proclaim the repentance and trust in Jesus.
所以我们是为福音而活的。
So we live for the gospel,
而不是反过来，福音效力于我们的成功和财富。
And this is not the other way around, as what was taught in the prosperity gospel.
所以从这个意义上说，做基督徒和传福音是同义词。
So therefore, being a Christian and being a proclaimer of the gospel is the same thing.
基督徒就是传福音的人。
Christian are those who share the gospel.
这两者必须同时成立。
This is the same meaning.
不可能只有一个而没有另一个。
We cannot have one without the other.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So our brothers and sisters.
愿我们能够都听主的命令，成为他受死和复活的见证。
Live out the command that Christ has given us to be witnesses of his death and resurrection.
成为上帝拯救作为的见证。
And become witnesses of God's salvation.
成为福音的见证。
And become witnesses of the gospel.
因为耶稣说你们就是这些事的见证。
And because Jesus says you are witnesses of these things.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父我们感谢你，愿你复活的大能再次临到我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. May the power of your resurrection be proclaimed in us.
让我们能够活出我们所是的，成为福音的见证。
And that's be able to live out and become the testimony for the gospel.
主帮助我们能够为主传扬福音，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万国。
And help us to proclaim this great news from Jerusalem to all the nations.
这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Pray all of this in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together and sing with praise.